Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com. And click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com and we'll send you that link. Thank you. Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hello, everyone. I want to talk about this time, the Netflix film Damsel, which is currently number 2 on Netflix as I'm recording, starring Millie Bobby Brown, Nick Robinson, Robin Wright, Angela Bassett, Sheree Agdashloo, Ray Winstone, and it is a fantasy slash adventure. So if you look up the plot for this film, if you go on Google, it'll tell you the basic plot, the spoilers, and everything within the short summary. So I don't want to tell you the plot. I just want to tell you the lessons that you may learn from this film. Some things that I picked up from the film. And perfection is one of them. And things just being a little bit too good to be true. And the story kind of begins in that perfection mode. That perfection, that fairy tale tone. And usually, if something appears to be perfect, to put together is usually too good to be true. And we could just see that in everyday life and life cycles in our world. And we talk about faith, love, and trends. So we could definitely have seen partners and people and situations and things where people tell you certain things and they put on this face and all of that. And it's just not, you know, what it appears to be. Or you go out on the perfect date and everything is just amazing. And maybe that date in that moment is perfect. But you can't really say that that person across from you is perfect and everything is going to be perfect. Again, when it comes to perfection, it's always a little bit too good to be true. And I find if somebody really puts it on a little bit too much, then they really do have like a lot to hide. And in the story, perfection was a way to, I feel, distract the characters, keep the characters around, keep them satisfied, keep them enamored enough so that they would not leave the situation. And again, I think people do that and people use this supposedly perfect idea of themselves or what they think other people may want of them, so that they could keep people around. But usually that perfection, that facade will fade and the truth will come out. So perfection is too good to be true in this film. And I say the same thing for reality. In this film, the main character, men failed her. Men failed her in the story plot. Two major men in her life did so. And it's a real thing that happens for real. With women, there are women that have gone through that. Not every woman, but there are women that understand that men have not been a solid point in their life, have not been around in their lives, have not been someone that they can count on or depend on for various reasons, whether it's family, a father figure, or someone they're in a relationship with, their love life. So men can fail you, and it may be something that has happened once or twice for you, or something that may be a consistent thing in your life, but it's something that really happens, and men can fail you. But in this film, it's really about standing on your own, and if the men do fail you, what do you do and how do you handle things from that point and from that situation? Men are considered leaders of our society. We as women should be able to lean on them and rely on them. And in this film, they did not operate and move in integrity within the film. So, I mean, that can also be true in reality. Also, the stepmother, in most fairy tales, stepmothers are usually bad or evil, but this kind of broke the fairy tale rules here, and the stepmother was actually an ally. She was a bit annoying at first, but an ally to the main characters. And again, when men fail you, women have to step up. You have to step up for yourself. And not just when men fail you, when people fail you, when life fails you. That's something that took place within the film. You may have to step up for yourself, your sisters, your mothers. Those people might have to come and help you and help support you if you don't have those male figures there to be a support to you. You can still carry on and hold your own and take your place. So that can be true in reality as well. You reap what you sow. So in life, you know, we've all heard that phrase, whatever you sow into the world, whatever you plant into the world, into people's hearts and minds, whatever you speak, the way you conduct yourself, the moves you make towards others, you are sowing something into someone's life. And even if you're moving on your own, you're still sowing something within the world that may affect the world in some level, in some way. So in the film, you reap what you sow. You will get what you deserve. And it does seem like in life, sometimes people don't get what they deserve. They don't get the recompense that it appears that they deserve. But that's just you looking from the outside. We can't really say what the person has got. We really can't say how God is dealing with them in their life. They may be putting on a front or a face, but they may be going through challenges. Or maybe we're just not going to be present in their life when things actually come down and they reap what they actually have sown. But though I know the Bible says vengeance is mine and I shall repay, there's a little vengeance in here. So that's just a little tiny tidbit I'm sharing. Not one of the lessons, but the Bible says vengeance is mine, I shall repay. Just allow God to take that vengeance. When you are in a situation, don't go to the level of that person, but be ready and prepared and able to stand up for yourself if you have to. But in the end of the day, if you do someone wrong, you're going to get that back to you. If you do something right, if you bless someone, that's also going to return to you. So in this movie, is in again, in reality, you reap what you sow. And finally, damsel is not enough. The name of the film is Damsel. So being a damsel is not enough. Being a fairy tale character is not enough. Being that damsel in distress is not the full makeup of a woman, is not all to a woman and all that she needs to survive and to be successful in life. There was a time where women were groomed to be that, but even in those times, women were very resourceful and were able to do many things and to get by and to get along and have always done so. But there are different times in our world that being the damsel has been something that women have played off of. Maybe they've played that game and pretended, or maybe they grew up in an environment where they were babied and they were able to play soft and keep it soft. And, you know, in a way it can be something that's positive, but it should be just an element of you and not the full package of what you are as a woman, that you have to rely on a man or a person or someone to rescue you or save you. And just to be the beautiful damsel is just not enough as a woman or even as a person to be a full and total person and to survive and to get by, because the damsel can only do so much. And her story really ends after she gets rescued and saved. You know, the rescuer and the savior is the one that takes the story over. In this case, the damsel, she has to be her own savior in this film. So I kind of did give some of it away, but being that sometimes we are objectified as women and we are seen as, you know, there are some men that like, okay, the fact that you need to be saved, you need to be rescued, you're so gentle and frail, but in reality, no one can survive like that. No one is going to be able to handle their day-to-day life in that type of way. And being that fairy tale character is just not going to fulfill you and not going to keep you alive and not going to keep you going. And it's just unrealistic to think that you can just be that and that is enough, because it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough for you. And even your partner, even that person that rescues you, at some point they're going to see or want something more from you than just someone that they save. But a partner, someone that they can work with. And of course you're going to want more of yourself. You're going to want to be resourceful. You're not going to want to have to rely on someone every moment if you don't get something, if you don't understand something, or if you don't want to touch anything yucky, or you don't want to do anything messy, or you don't want to do anything hard. You know, there are damsels. There are some damsels that are male damsels. I've seen male damsels. They act in that way where they feel like they need to be rescued. And there are women damsels that we obviously know that seem like they always have to be rescued. There are people with the so-called savior complex that they feel useful, they feel happy and fulfilled if they are saving someone constantly. But how about saving yourself, and how about helping yourself? Hell, and how about realizing what you are and what you need and the greatness within you? Sometimes we're looking for somebody to save us, and in the end of the day, we may have to save ourselves, and that's basically what the film is about. And also, we can also always look to Jesus and our God and our Father and our Savior to help save us during trying times. But of course, He wants us to do our part and play our part and act wisely, move wisely and correctly in the world, and not just expect to be saved and rescued from every element, even some of the elements that we may get our own selves into. So just a few lessons I learned from the film. I enjoyed the film overall. If you've seen it, give me your thoughts. Connect with me. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. This is Irene. All the best. God bless. Thank you.